Well, hello guys. Now here's a news item. I really don't know where to start with it. Well, this is a femon anyway, I think. Yes, it is. But she went on a site called Plenty of Fish. Sounds like a high-class site. In the UK. And pretended she was a man. And apparently she had a 2-year relationship, mostly online, with a femon, who thought that she was a man. They even had sex a couple of times. But this femon insisted it be in the dark, and she used strap-on toys and sex toys on the femon. And the femon believed it was a man. Anyway, apparently this femon actually tweaked after 2 years, after she was also planning getting married to this femon, thinking it was a man. And she took this femon to court, I guess, where it was found out that this femon was a profuse liar. She lied about loads of things. And not just to this femon, to everybody. But how is it even possible that you have a 2-year relationship with somebody and you think it's a man, but it's a femon? They've even had sex, and she still thought it was a man. Of course, they don't show the other femon. Her identity is protected. But anyway, the court sided with the femon. Oh, sorry, with the real femon. You know, the one that thought she was a man. See how confusing it is? And this femon who was pretending to be a man got 10 years. Isn't that a bit steep? Anyway, I'll put a link to the story down below. You'll have to read it to understand it. But 10 years? And she's put on the sex offenders list as well. I mean, she looks like a fairly, well, butch femon. But she still looks like a femon. Anyway, guys, let me know what you think. And remember that site, Plenty of Fish.